Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Okay. Well, Mayor, the Mason City Commission held a meeting last night, had a fairly short agenda. How'd it go?
Well, I think it went well. You're right, we did have kind of a short agenda, but we had some important items on that meeting as well. So glad that we can report on that today for you and kind of update everyone as far as how things are going. And the results of our commissioners meeting last night. It was conducted at 5:30. It was a regular commissioners meeting, monthly meeting that we have generally on the third Monday of each month. And we'll just kind of jump on in if we may. Item number one was discussion and action on a contract lease with the Mason County Junior Livestock Show. This is something that's done periodically just to renew a lease. When the city was able to take possession of basically Fort Mason Park out there, the agreement was conducted at that point that we would allow the Livestock Association to use the community building out there for their annual livestock show. And so I think what we're hearing is the intent that they want to do some improvements out there. So they wanted to have a current lease. They wanted to make sure that it was tied up for a number of years to make it worth their while to do some investment in that. So right now, that item was tabled because we're still having some negotiations and some examinations from our attorney, Mrs. Sharon Roberts, as well as the attorney that's representing them and helping them along, Rhodey Moore. And we'll address that the next meeting, and I'm sure take some action. There's no major problems there, but we just want to make sure that it's a good, legitimate contract that works for both parties. So moving on after that, we had action and discussion about year-to-date revenue and expenses and budget amendments. And each year, this is something that's always generally done in September, required by law that at the first of the year, as your listeners may know, the city adopts a budget, and we've done that for this coming year. But at the end of the year, it is required by state law that we adopt an amended budget, because if things happen throughout the years, emergencies come up, things, situations change, and sometimes the budget's either lower or ends up being higher, and it needs to reflect fairly exactly what our expenditures were for the year and what our revenue was for the year. So that's just kind of some housekeeping chores that we have to do. So we did approve, it was voted unanimously to approve the amended budget. The next item was item number three. Said we had just some housekeeping things, chores to do. That involved to consider and approve the investment policy for the city of Mason by adopting resolution 22-372. And review and approve quarterly investment reports. Also involved in that was the assignment of an investment officer. So we looked back at a report from the last quarter, and just for your listeners know, the total at the end of that quarter, we had $3,062,000 in all our accounts. We have emergency accounts. We have money that's set aside for different projects. And this all includes our general funds money as well, our general funds bank account. So there's a considerable amount of money that the commission is responsible for. And to follow state law and to do as good a job as we can, it is required that whoever the financial officer is, that they go through a series of courses to become better knowledgeable about state law, better knowledgeable about investment opportunities, the feasibilities of those, the risk involved in those, and some different things. So what the intent was when I was elected mayor was that I would go through the course, and once I was completed that course, the commission would elect me to be the financial officer in reference to our investments. Now, I do not deal with day-to-day activities and things of that nature. We have Donna that does that and does a great job at that, but mainly the long-term investments that we do. And most of this money is set aside as a reserve fund or emergency fund. And then we have several project accounts in there that by law we have to set up money. For an example, one of them is we have closed a landfill, but you don't just close a landfill and walk off from it. You have many years of responsibility that closure continues to be done in a effective manner, in a manner in which does not contaminate groundwater, things like that. So we have to have funds set aside for that when we close that, that are dedicated to continue that work out there and continue that monitoring to where we follow the state law on that. So anyhow, that's all involved in those. The commission did elect me as the financial aid investment officer, as well as they did approve the quarterly report. And we also have a document that we have to approve every year that outlines what the commission wants the financial investment officer to be involved in as far as types of investments and risk levels and things of that nature. So that's another state requirement that we do have a policy, and then I will have to follow those policies as I try to always do. I will keep them aware of any changes that we make in our investments at this point. So we did a little bit more housekeeping there. The next item is we wanted to look at on item number four, since November and December, since we do try to meet on the third Monday, and those fall fairly close to our holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, we moved those up to the second Monday of each month for November and December only, just for we have a little bit more time before those holidays take effect. And so we did take that action, and those were officially moved up to the second Monday of November and December. And so we made that effective as well. And the very last, one of the last items on the agenda was discussion action on item number four. And we went into an executive session on this. This has to do, there was a lawsuit filed back in 2019 against the city of Mason, and it was brought about by an engineering firm called Blue Oaks Engineering. And Blue Oaks Engineering had filed a lawsuit for unpaid bills at that particular point in time. As you know, now being 2022, we have inherited this lawsuit, and there's been work done on that. And I have a press release that I'm going to read directly from to make sure that I get the facts correct and what we are wanting to the community to know about this. We want to be extremely transparent and factual about the action that we took. And last night it was only mentioned that the commission did approve this mitigation agreement that was made earlier last week. The commission voted Monday, the 17th of October, to accept the mitigation agreement between Blue Oaks Engineering and the City of Mason. This lawsuit originated by filing Blue Oaks Engineering, LLC, in 2019. The lawsuit was a dispute over contract and unpaid invoices from 2015 through 2019 as a result for the new landfill application. In addition to this lawsuit, both parties incurred attorney fees and interest from some unpaid invoices. Both parties, after a lengthy mitigation, came to an agreement that would put this lawsuit to rest. Both parties also agreed because if the lawsuit would continue, that it could go to court in possibly 2 years from now and would incur additional attorney fees and interest, which could exceed $500,000. The City Commission, being good stewards of the city funds, decided that this would put the city in a more liable situation. The Judge Phyllis J. Speedland, former Fourth Court of Appeals judge, presided in the mitigation and gave us a great insight as to the lawsuit that might not be, as to our lawsuit that might not be successful. and again would become more of a liability for the city of Mason. For this reason, the city commissioners decided to settle on this agreement of $180,000, which includes some attorney fees and some interest, and put this lawsuit to rest. So basically what this is saying is that the lawsuit is over. It's been settled now. We're just waiting on final documentation to conclude this, and this will be put to rest. And we're very, very happy to have that come to an end. Lynn, the only other action that we took, we did approve the consent agenda, which includes minutes, administrative reports from each department and correspondence, and then it was brought up to adjourn the meeting. And we adjourned that meeting that evening. So glad to report to you what's transpired. We've had some notable things over the years that we put to rest, and so we feel like we're making progress, and glad to, that we could be a service to the community.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.